This is the Reflector Reflections podcast. My name is Annie. Join me as we journey around the world, talking with fellow human design reflectors as they experiment and navigate their unique design. Today's beautiful conversation is with Mel. Mel is a fellow 5-1 reflector and is coming to us from the beautiful Bali. After near hitting rock bottom, Mel rose from the ashes to find herself on a spiritual ascension journey, as well as a deeply healing journey. Her mission and vision now is to create a new earth within her online community, The Growth Shift. And recently, she's also launched her own podcast. Welcome, beautiful soul.
Hello. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me on. It's funny, as you were saying that, I was like feeling emotion coming up within me because quite simply like reflecting back on how far I've come. And yeah, it's really beautiful. So thank you so much for that introduction.
You're welcome. Now, as we do, we like to go into the human design, you know, stuff and kind of find out about you. So talk to us, how did you find human design, or human design find you?
It actually came into my field late 2019. So I started my kind of learning about it and exploring it back then. And as I have the one in my line, I like to know everything when I get really interested about things. So I really started to dive deep with it in respects to, you know, the meanings and myself and my understanding. So like end of 2019, and I think like some point in 2020, I can't remember exactly when, I ended up getting, I dove into the My Body Graph platform, and I ended up expanding on that and getting the premium and reading about that. And then I ended up getting a reading from a human design coach, which went deeper into it and my gates. Because I'm like really open, like I have hardly any gates, and obviously all of my centers are open. So it was really interesting to learn more about those gates. And then simply just been navigating since. I've partially read the human design book, so I can understand other human designs better for my industry, because I work with people. So for me to understand their design really supports me to support them. And yeah, it's been a journey because I came to Bali in 2020, and before I came to Bali, I lived in a block of flats. So I was surrounded by all of these energies, like through the walls. And it was great for my reflectorism, because as we know, the majority of the population have the sacral force energy. And it really supported me with like my work and doing and getting up, because I had all of that energy flowing through me. And then when I came to Bali, it was a huge navigation for my energy, because suddenly I had all of this space to myself. So that really allowed me to land into my energies and really flowing with it. And yeah, like truth be told, I'm still navigating it, because I haven't been as good as I could be with the moon and like understanding the phases. I'm very sure I have ADHD, or maybe it's just like my open head center, because I'm like all here and everywhere. But yeah, it's been a really beautiful journey. And the more I've learned how to understand my design and deepening into my design, I've really learned to take things a lot less personal. So being the pure mirror that we are, especially having the five in my design, I get a lot of projections. And through me understanding my design, when people have projected onto me in the past, and I'm like, that's not me, that's